Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the email address, not the email address, excuse me, the zip code associated with the account you're calling about today?
19810.
19810. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
John Gordon, and I do not have an account with you guys, and I need this to be taken off my card and immediately refunded. And you guys just went in my account and took another payment of another two smart fitness watches that I did not place.
Okay, well, I have located an account with that first and last name, sir. Can I please have the shipping address?
2513 Senior Tree Drive, Apartment 2A, Wilmington, Delaware, 19810.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Excuse me. Okay, so I do see that you did have the smartwatch that does help keep track of your fitness throughout the day, the replacement straps, and the lifetime warranty. And there was another watch, I do believe, that was a 14-day trial. And after the 14-day trial, if no one called in to cancel, then you were charged a one-time fee of $5,187. So,
Okay, there's no available way to even reach this call. This guy keeps telling me to call tomorrow, and then the phone disconnects on this number. I need this to be refunded. You guys can take these things back. I did not order two of them or the bands or anything else like that. I was selected for a thing, and it was for $6, and then I got this $51. Either way, you can ship it back. I saw it. It does not work. They're broke. It needs to be refunded, and you guys can do whatever you gotta do, but I have some fighting this with my bank right now.
Okay, sir, so you've disputed this with your bank?
Yeah, it is completely
Okay. Well,
not.
yes, sir, I'm sorry because there is a dispute in progress because you've disputed with your bank. There's nothing I can do to refund at the moment. I can cancel the account, stopping any further charges. If you would like to call in with your bank on the line and let us know that the dispute has been dropped, we'll be more than happy to refund you. But with the dispute in process, there's nothing I can do as far as a refund goes. But I can cancel the account, stopping all future charges.
What I'm saying is I just need the refund. There's no dispute in process. I will have to go change soon, like if there's no refund and everything happening.
Okay, so you just told me you were fighting it with your bank, and I asked you if there was a dispute, and you told me that there
I'm
was.
going to have to fight it with my bank. I just got
Okay.
this email.
Okay, sir. Let's see here.
So I need the money refunded, and you got and these and just for further reference, these watches do not work. They don't even link up. It's they don't.
Excuse me.
They need to work or the bank or anything.
Okay, sir. Well, I can do a 35% refund on these charges.
Okay, so how do I get that?
I'll refund the 35% to you right now and cancel the account. Okay, so just hang tight with me.
All right.
Excuse me. So, I am working on canceling the account. I do have that taken care of for you. Would you like that cancellation confirmation number, sir?
Yes, please.
Of course, it's going to be C as in Charlie. The number 2, E as in echo. The number 0. The number 6. The number 6, E as in echo. The number 0. The letter, excuse me, the letter F as in foxtrot. The number 5. And the number 5.
All right. And so now my
I'm doing the
refunded, or how does this work?
I'm doing the refund right now, and that should be refunded I'll be refunding $18.15 to your account, and that should be available within the next 3 to 5 business days. And you will not receive any further charges effective immediately, sir.
Okay, and I don't want to be contacted by this company or whatever ever again.
Of course, sir.
So I got charged $51. So I can only get refunded $18 for something I didn't even order or want. It was a $6 thing, and I got charged $51.
Yes, sir. Well, I did offer you the 35% refund, and you accepted it. I mean, let me see if I can do anything else, okay? I'll be right back. Okay, sir. Well, I did just speak to my manager, and they did say that I could do I could refund you up to 50%.
Okay, so there's no way to just take these watches back and we have all my money back?
No, sir. I'm sorry. We don't accept returns, but I can ask and see if I can do 75% for you.
Okay, 75%. Yeah, that's the best that will be better than anything else.
Okay, let's see here. I'll be right back for you. All right, sir. So I am going to refund 75% for you. So just hang tight with me, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. All right, so that grant, let's see here. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to be refunding $38.90 to you, sir, okay?
$38.92, okay. And is there a new confirmation number?
No, sir. The account is canceled. That was a cancellation number. You'll be getting an email confirmation about your refund titled, you know, hey, your refund is on your way or on its way, and that will be sent to the email address on file, gjohn4922@gmail.com.
And the remail or the refund itself will be into my account?
Yes, sir, in 3 to 5 business days, depending on your financial institution. But
Okay.
it looks like it was charged today. So let's see. It looks like it was charged today. So the $38.90 of it would just drop off, like it never happened.
Okay. Well, that'd be great if the whole thing didn't happen, but I can live and learn. All right, thank you. And what's your name?
My name's Erica with a K.
All right, well, thank you for helping me out with this, and I'll just wait for the return. You have a good one.
Thank you for calling customer care, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.